Well, welcome back to Worthington, Minnesota. We have head coach Hank Ireland up here after all the celebrations. Wow, what a day.
Yeah, what a day is right. That was, can't believe it. They wrestled well. I mean, I don't know why I ever doubted them. You know, we've wrestled like this all year, and they showed up when it mattered most.
Yeah. Danny, he got really excited today, too. So.
Yeah, we were pretty excited.
Oh, boy, that's fun.
No, I told him after we won, we huddled up, and at the beginning of the year, we started off 3-0, I think it was, and then they said, we're not losing a match all year, coach. We're taking you to state undefeated, and they beat every Minnesota team out there. So I said, right. They did it. They did it. They stacked it up.
Exactly did.
They did it. And, you know, sometimes it was in the middle, sometimes it was down below, sometimes it was at the end, but Brady Rohde had no pressure.
Yeah, finally. Yeah.
That was good. Just wrestle.
Nice to get it. Don't put the pressure on him all the time, but no, they wrestled tremendous. I mean, couldn't ask for a better group of kids either. They work hard every day. They great teammates, great kids on and off the mat.
Yeah, support each other well.
And yep. You got to give you and your coaching staff a pat on the back.
Yeah, we got great. I got great assistants here with me. They work their butts off. They're smart. They know wrestling. It's just a great group.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
As we were talking, looking back at some of the scores, the matches where the kids maybe didn't win necessarily, but saved a team point here and there.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge. I mean, Fairmont, that was huge a couple matches. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I got the mark.
We won 8 matches, and they won 6 against Fairmont, and we only won by 2
points.
They got their bonus points in, and I was looking up at the scoreboard. They had each dual matchup in here. It's 3-3-3. Then they got 3. So it's a lot of just decisions. Both teams were just fighting hard, saving team points all every match.
Well, that second match against Marshall, I mean, I know you were looking for bonus points at 106 and 126 and all the way through. These guys, you know, won by simple decisions, but they had a fight to get it. And you know, like Dan Gunnlaugsson, state ranked in that, whoever he wrestles, he's got a target on his back. So he's, you know.
No, Marshall's a well-coached team. They got Poppy and Bauman. They're well-coached, and they got a young team still, so they'll be tough to contend with.
No seniors.
Yeah, no seniors. Yeah. That we were looking at that. Wow, that's impressive.
But for you, I mean, you did what you had to do. You've done it all season long. We could have given out awards to people that would shave a point here and there. All season long too, and we have. But it was just amazing what they've done as a team. So,
it's a great team effort, and now we're on to state.
On to state, and then you got a next week and individuals
so. Next week. Yep.
Wow.
Hope we send a bunch there.
Well, you never know. So, wow.
Pretty exciting. I'm shot.
Well, you sure make it exciting, and the fan base was just amazing.
Oh, man.
Yes, they were.
When Parker got hurt there at the end a little bit, and the fans got on their feet, got him going, that was awesome.
It was a fun one. Thanks for always being there, guys.
Thank you
do a great job, and the kids like seeing you guys here and listening, too.
Right. So
fun to do it.
It's going to be on our podcast. If you go to KLQP FM on the podcast, the matches will be on there, and then our interview now.
Oh, yes. And I know. I'll be listening to it later tonight. Probably.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it,
Paul Raymond, or I'll be listening to it.
Paul Raymond normally does it, and he's down at Dance Line. So
we'll do a little celebrating tonight and enjoy this one.
Yeah,
and absolutely.
And then next week when you get you work for one, and then he's got whoever makes it to state wants to get teammates. So we want to interview those individuals as well. So.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Good job.
All right. So once again, we thank Maynard at running the control panel. We thank all the people that make these broadcasts possible for. Not only wrestling, all the sports and activities, Dance Line and everything. It's been a great weekend for Dawson Boyd and Lack Apparel and Montevideo Wrestling, but for the Shadows and for Yellow Medicine East from our area. So it's been a great weekend. And as far as we're concerned, we're going to have another great weekend next week, Danny.
Boy, yeah, that's going to be fun. The kids, they got to be on top of the world right now. And, so, yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. So,
well, once again, for Q92 Sports, I want to thank you once again, Danny.
Yeah.
And the two final scores, the first match, Team United defeated Fairmont Martin County West 34-32. And with four lead changes, they defeated Hutchinson 37-22. Q92 Sports, this has been Dick Newman. Good afternoon, everyone.